Dictation for James Carl, C-A-R-L-L, January 2551. Address is a letter to Paddy, P as in Paul, A-T-T-Y, Terry, T as in today, E-R-R-Y-N-P, 584-0307. Dear Mrs. Terry, follow-up for Mr. Carl comes in person accompanied with wife, with history of right-sided hemiparesia, expressive aphasia, prior smoker hypertension, no recurrence of seizures. Since the last visit in January, was admitted first to Carson City Hospital and then transferred to Lansing, May 27 to May 31st, and then May 31st to June 10. Presented with elevated calcium, an acute kidney injury, GFR down to 15, received hydration, developed pulmonary edema requiring diuretics. Is my understanding World Cup was negative, apparently no evidence of monoclonal protein, although I do not have the results of that. I do not have results of PTH, vitamin B125, or PTH-related peptide. Incidental findings of bilateral lymphadenopathy on the lungs. In Lansing, nuclear medicine scan did not show evidence of malignancy. Kidney function improved, kidney function improved did not require dialysis. Next paragraph, presently, wife denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There was urinary retention. That catheter was eventually removed when he was in rehabilitation. Patient already is at home. He denies incontinence, denies cloudiness of blood. Prior falling episode before all this happening, question, fracture on the right-sided fifth metacarpal. But presently not an issue and not wearing any sling or wrist brace. No evidence of increase of respiratory distress, has a chronic cough from prior smoking, no hemoptysis, apparently no chest pain palpitation or syncope, no pruritus, and stable edema. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the atenolol. The dose of Keppra was decreased because of renal failure down to 500 twice a day. Cholesterol treatment, Plavix off the aspirin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure on the left side in 90 over 50. He has weakness on the right-sided upper lower extremities, expressive aphasia, distant breath sounds, but no localized valves, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no gross JVD or palpable thyroid, no abdominal distension. CAT scan shows ascites, but I'm not too impressed. And he has chronic edema, which is mild moderate without cellulitis. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, few days ago, July, creatinine at 3, normal sodium, potassium acid base, calcium elevated, upper normal at 10.5. Present GFR of 21. Albumin phosphorus were not done. Cell count not done. Previously anemia 9.5. Normal white blood cell platelets. Prior albumin low 3.1. Prior liver function test not elevated. I review records from Carson and Lansing. Negative nuclear medicine bone scan. echocardiogram normal ejection fraction 65-70%, moderate left ventricular hypertrophy, diastolic dysfunction, calcification of aortic valve, incidental ascites. CT scan, chest, abdomen, pelvis without contrast, mark lymphadenopathy mediastinum. At that time, there was pleural effusions, no acute abdominal process. There is calcification of thoracic aorta. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypercalcemia, etiology is not clear. We will try to get more records from Spero, specifically if they did PTH, PTH-related peptide, and vitamin D-125, given the light of enlargement of lymph nodes. Also get report of the monoclonal protein, which apparently was negative. Otherwise, they don't believe there is evidence of malignancy based on a negative nuclear medicine scan. Next number, recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of hypercalcemia. Next number, CKD is stage 4. He has not returned to baseline of 1.8, 1.9 GFR-35. Next number, prior smoker COPD. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, incidental large mediastinal lymphadenopathy. Even if there is no malignancy, granulomatous process are associated to hypercalcemia through activity of vitamin D-125. That's what we are looking. Next number, urinary retention of folic catheter, redo ultrasound and post-void residual. Next number, right-sided hemiplegia and expressive aphasia from prior stroke. Corrected doses on Keppra. No active seizures. Next number, atherosclerosis. Next number, low blood pressure but not symptomatic. He's wheelchair bounded. Only blood pressure and atenolol. No reported diarrhea, vomiting, and says to be eating well. All issues discussed with the patient wife at length. End of dictation.